Ephesians chapter 3, there's this great verse that I know I come to this every day almost, because it's about God's ability toward us. And that's something that we always need to remember. We always need to be conscious of. In chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 20, is this great truth. You know, it says, now unto Him, you know, our praise, our thanks goes unto Him, God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You know, that is something that we all come to every day. We have to live our lives in light of, you know, what God is able to do for us and what He has promised that He is able to do. And when we recognize that, we can give Him thanks. You know, and that's what it says. Now unto Him. Now praise to God, who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. There is no limit with God. God can do what you've asked Him to do, because He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask Him to do. He is not limited like we are limited. No matter what we're dealing with, no matter what kind of situation we're confronted with today, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And what energizes that, what brings that into manifestation in our lives, is that which works in us. That which works in us. That which works in us is regarding our faith. Because day by day, all God requires of us is to believe Him. You know, that's in no matter what situation we're dealing with, whether it be our kids are sick, or we're sick, or, you know, we have a physical need, we need glasses and we don't have the money for them. You know, no matter what it is that we have to request of God, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that. And it's all about what works in you. It's how it is energized in you. And that, you know, that worketh in us is literally is energized by us. This great ability that God has is energized by our faith, by our heart, our confidence toward Him. Not our doubt in whether or not He's going to fulfill what He's promised, but in our confidence in Him. And the confidence that we can have in Him is in regard to what He has put within us. You know? Because He has given us proof that He will do everything that He's promised He'll do. He's given us a proof of it. He's given us what is referred to in the Word of God as a token. In chapter 1 of Ephesians, it speaks of what we have been sealed with. What we have been sealed with. In chapter 1, verse 13, it says, in whom you also trusted, referring to what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. After that, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. After you believed in what Jesus Christ accomplished for you, that He is your Lord, that God raised Him from the dead, after that belief in your heart, God sealed you. And when it says sealed, it's in reference to like how they used to put a governor's seal on a document to make it official. Right? The wax, the seal, you know, the signet ring that it speaks of. Remember the story of Joseph, how that the Pharaoh gave him his signet ring. That was a ring that would make an impression in the wax, a seal. It would be a seal, saying that anything that Joseph did, it was backed up by the Pharaoh. Well, this seal that we have on our lives is that Holy Spirit, is that Spirit of Christ in you. It's that Holy Spirit of promise that God has given to you at the moment of your belief in Christ as your Lord, and that God raised Him from the dead. You know, that's our sealing. And it is just a token of what God has provided for us. You know, every time any believer manifests that Spirit, and it's in the Word of God, right? We know that the way that this Spirit that is our seal of what we have in Christ is made known is by the manifestations of that Spirit, which are speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, healing. Those are the manifestations of that which God has sealed our lives with. He has given us that Holy Spirit. And every time we hear of it or we manifest it ourselves, it is a token, it says in verse 14. It's the earnest, the token of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. You know, this Spirit that we have can be evidenced in the senses realm. You know, you can't see Spirit, you can't smell it, right? But we have it within us. We have Christ in us, it says. We can do the works that Jesus Christ did and greater. We can do these works to a greater extent. And yet, how many times do we remember that during the course of a day when we're confronted with challenges? Do we recall immediately that God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think? How do I know that? Well, I know that because He's given me His Spirit. He has put His Spirit within me. How do I know He's put His Spirit within me? Well, I can manifest it. I can evidence it. On the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, the first evidence that they had received the Holy Spirit was speaking in tongues. They spoke in tongues. That was the evidence that they had it, that they had received it. It's the same for us. We have that which God has given to us, and we can evidence it, we can prove it by using it. By using it. Someone gives you a gift, if it's a useful gift, if you consider it to be a useful gift, don't you use it? Yes, you use it. It's only those gifts that you think are not useful that you stick in a closet or bury under the bed or take back to the store and get the cash. Or pick out something that you think you need, like those pink polka dotted ties that dads get on Father's Day. Is that may not be a very useful gift. We used to do that a lot. See, they don't do that much anymore. But when I was a kid, every Father's Day, a tie for my dad. I mean, he didn't need a tie. Yeah, he was a tie. But now the gift that God has given to us is a very useful gift. Some people don't think it is. Some people look at the gift of Holy Spirit and say, well, what do I need that for? Speaking in tongues, what is that good for? You know what? I mean, it sounds foolish to me. And yet it's all with, that's why he says, it's according to the power that works in you. Do you consider what God has given to you to be of great value? Or do you consider it to be foolishness? Well, according to Scripture, that which God has given us, that Holy Spirit of promise that we receive at the moment of the new birth, is a very valuable tool. It is our power. It is the power of God within our lives. It is our connection with Him. It is the proof that we are indeed made His children and that we can live like a son or a daughter of God, having God Almighty as our Heavenly Father. What wouldn't He do for us? He's the perfect Father. And He has cattle on 1,000 hills, it says. So what is it to Him to grant your small petition? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above it. How do you know? Because you can prove it, because you have that Spirit within you. And that's the value too of testimonies. When we hear of others who have gone to God and trusted God with their need, with their desire, and God has come through for them. No difference between us. We all are human. We all have our shortcomings. We all have our strengths. Your strength can perhaps help me with my shortcoming. My strength with yours. And yet, still we all know that it's not about our work. It's about our confidence in God. And our confidence, it's according to the power that works in you, according to your faith. You know, and this Spirit that He's given us is that token of all that He has promised to us. And we rely on that as every day proof that, yes, God is there. He hasn't left me. He hasn't forsaken me. He's waiting patiently on me to acknowledge Him. That's all. Like a loving father would do. I'm just going to be patient. I'm going to wait on my child to come to his senses. Right? Yeah, we can all relate to that. But see, this is the great reality of what God has done for us. He's given us that token. The word earnest in verse 14 is like an earnest payment. It's a down payment. It's like a token. It's like, here, all the great things that I've promised for you, I've reserved a seat in the heavenlies on my right side for you, I've got eternity awaiting for you. When I send my Son back, I'll gather you all together, we'll live forever. In eternity, perfect life, perfect place, just like the original design of God. And the token of it is that Spirit that He's given to us. And we each get that token, we each have that full measure that He has provided to each of us. He hasn't given to one person more or less than another. We all receive the same thing. We all receive this great gift of Holy Spirit. We have it as our resource to do the impossible, to do that which seems to be impossible by our senses, because we no longer now need to walk by our sight, by five senses. We can walk by faith. We can walk by faith because our faith does something. Our faith is not empty. Our confidence in God has a positive result, has a powerful result. It's not empty. Some people live their lives thinking that, well, faith is believing what you can't see and you may never see it. And yet, that's not what God says about faith. God says that faith brings results to you. Your confidence in God brings you great result, great reward. It enables you to have great power. It is the title deed, right? As Hebrews says. See, we have this treasure, it says, in earthen vessels. That, speaking of the Spirit, we have a great power, a great resource. That Holy Spirit, that gift of Holy Spirit that God has given to each one is a great resource. It's our strength. It's the power of God in our lives. And we should use it. We utilize it every day. You know, not only can we help others and minister and bring them healing and deliverance, cast out devil spirits, bring deliverance no matter what category it's in. We can help people just like Jesus Christ did. The works that He did in greater. But also, it's about having that measure of faith. You know, wouldn't it be great to have the faith that Jesus Christ had? He doubted God not one second of His life. And we see the results of His faith. My goodness, He walked on water. Well, so did Peter. So did Peter. Some people say, well, He was Jesus. You know, He was the Son of God. I mean, what makes you think you can do that? Well, Peter did. Peter was just like you and me. Dumber than dirt half the time. Right? And yet empowered by the Spirit of God within him. That's you and me. If need be, we walk on water. We raise the dead. We cleanse the lepers. And we get answers to our prayers. We get answers to our prayers. When we rely, when we walk by faith, when we rely on these promises that God has made to us, and remember that the proof of every promise is in that which is within you, that Spirit within you. You know, we have great hope, and we have great encouragement, and we can expect great things every day. We really can. And that's when we come together, we encourage one another. Well, everything will be okay. Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. Do you believe that? Do you doubt that? Well, remember what you have within you. You have Holy Spirit within you. Do you manifest that Spirit? Can you speak in tongues? You can. If you desire, you can. So remind yourself in that. Every time I come to a point in my life where I might be looking by my senses and I say, wow, that's a pretty big deal to overcome. I can speak in tongues and I can remember. God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that. And that's no problem. God will provide. Because it says in His Word that every promise of God in Christ is yea and amen to you. And that means it's done. It's a done deal. Every promise He's made to you. So, walk in that kind of confidence. Walk in that kind of anticipation day by day. That no matter what it is, oh, my daughter wants a sewing machine. What am I going to do? How am I going to figure that one out? Well, you don't have to figure it out. You give it to God and let Him figure it out. He'll put you in the right place at the right time, right? Well, I got this for you. He's got everything for us. Just let's not doubt Him, you know? Let's have the confidence that Christ had in His Father, we have in our Father. Same confidence. And we can have the same anticipation and we can expect the same great results. No matter how grim it may look, no matter how desperate a situation may be, it is Christ in you. And God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think in that situation. And He will. He will grant your prayer. He'll grant your request. He's promised He will. How He does it is up to Him. That you believe it is up to you. Just believe it. All right? So, a little bit of an encouragement there for this morning and for the days ahead. You know, expect great things. It's Christ in you. You have Holy Spirit within you. You know, remember that. All right, so Father, thanks for your blessings. Thanks for that gift that you've given to us and that it is real for each and every one of us. And we're grateful, God, that it's there for us to depend upon, to rely upon, and to walk by. We're grateful, God, that You've empowered us in such a magnificent way. And Father, for these times like right now, when we get together, we can hear from You via those manifestations of the Spirit and be blessed, encouraged, and edified with these words from You on the lips of Your children. Thanks, Father, for these things. And we're grateful for how that each and every day we can walk in the great power that You've given to us. Free from fear, free from worry, just having great confidence in You, in the powerful name of Jesus Christ.